Francis will have an operation on his abdomen this afternoon at a hospital in Rome. The 86-year-old pontiff is expected to spend several days in hospital, according to a statement from the Vatican this morning. The surgery is the latest in a series of health concerns for the Pope. We can cross now to Rome and speak to Elsie-Anne Allen, senior correspondent with the independent Catholic news site Crux. Thank you very much indeed for taking our call. What's been said about the Pope's situation and the necessity for this operation?
Good afternoon, Brian. It's wonderful to be with you. So the statement we got from the Vatican earlier this morning described this surgery as a laparotomy surgery using implants with a general anesthetic. So we know the Pope is going to be under general anesthesia. And of course, you know, we talked to a doctor to figure out what all of that means. Mm-hmm. Because it's very technical medical terminology they used. And basically, what we understand from our conversations with medical personnel is that a hernia has developed at the site of a previous surgical incision. We are guessing, this has not been officially said, but we are guessing that that incision is from his 2021 colon surgery, which he also underwent at the Gemelli Hospital. So a hernia has developed in which his intestine is basically kind of protruding in and protruding out, and then goes back in. So it's going out and in, causing severe pain and discomfort. It's not necessarily an emergency, but it is something that needs to be addressed. And so he is supposed to, it's apparently a fairly minor procedure. It should be fairly quick. So he is expected to be finished in, you know, sort of by late afternoon. And we'll stay, they said, at least we're hearing in various reports, at least 2 days is sort of a guess. We still obviously won't know the specific amount of time he'll be admitted until he comes out of the surgery. We have more details on how everything went.
And Elsie-Anne, he has had various health issues, hasn't he, over the last number of years?
Yes, you know, well, Pope Francis is an 86-year-old who has struggled with sciatica for many years. He had part of one lung removed while he was a young man after a severe bout of pneumonia. He had a cataract surgery a couple of years ago. So we're talking about 70, it's fairly routine ailments for somebody of his age. He had quite a scare earlier this year, you know, in late March, early April. He was admitted to the Gemelli Hospital for a respiratory infection that was later diagnosed as bronchitis, which, you know, especially for someone with his history, you know, having part of that one lung removed can be especially alarming. So he said, thankfully, they caught it in time and he was doing well. And he said in interviews since then that he continues to recover well. But of course, he still has knee troubles. And, you know, even a couple of weeks ago, he canceled morning meetings because of a fever. So we are seeing a Pope that is aging. Right now, there's nothing to suggest that he's at death's door. We're seeing age take its toll. Age in office take its toll on an elderly man. And so that's about the situation right now.
Okay. Well, as you say, not unusual perhaps for someone of that age, but there's very few people of that age who have the sort of schedule that he has. And we'll update listeners on this in due course. Elsie-Anne Allen in Rome, thank you very much for that.